This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Sam. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me for the Pub Trivia Group Podcast, game number 99. The big 100 coming up. I'll have to figure out something special to do. But thank you for being here this week. Last week, you know, I just had that one little bonus episode because that week got a little bit weird. But this week we got three rounds for you on the podcast. And then actually coming up this Friday, April 26th, 8 p.m. Central, we've got a live YouTube-based game. We'd love to have you join. See the Facebook page for more information or reach out to me on social media or through email. I'd be happy to have you join us. Anyway, game number 99. I want to start off with a big thank you to BallPlayer69, who left me a 5-star rating on Apple. I appreciate the review, and I'm honored to be part of the road trips you take with your wife. And I also want to give a big shout out to Randy and the Local One Elevator Constructors in New York City. I haven't ridden very much elevators in New York City, but I appreciate you guys and the work you do. I know there are countless New Yorkers who highly appreciate the job you do. Thanks for playing along with my game while you're together at work. I got three rounds today, two of them by request by Randy. Movie links, short answer chain, and common initials. Let's do this. Round number one, movie links, as requested by Randy. So I have a list of five films. Each of these films star a common actor or actress. I'm going to provide you with the year plus two additional details about each film as clues. And by including that common link makes this thing like a puzzle. And for this reason, I will read the clues a second time. You need to guess the title of each film, as well as the actor or actress who appeared in all five. Alright, film number one, 1974. Though the film also serves as a prequel to a 1972 film, it is considered to be the first sequel to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards. This film was not the final installment of its series. Alright, film number two, 1990. The film was based on a 1985 nonfiction book by a journalist who had previously written for the Associated Press and New York Magazine. The title of the film comes from a term the film's characters would call each other, as the character Henry would state, quote, "You're gonna like this guy. He's all right. He's a blank. He's one of us." All right, number three, 2000. Interestingly enough, this film was a remake of a low-budget indie film released in 1992. Themes explored within this comedic film include contrasts in social class and religion, as well as misconceptions and judgment experienced by the main character, whose career was stereotyped as atypical of their gender. Film number four, 2011. Primarily set in New York City, this is one of three holiday-themed rom-coms directed by Gary Marshall, which feature big ensemble casts scattered throughout parallel, interconnected, Love Actually-style plot lines. The film received five Golden Raspberry Award nominations, including Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Screen Ensemble. However, lost in all five categories to Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. The film was successful, however, if you can call it that, when the Alliance of Women Film Journalists presented the award for Actress Most in Need of a New Agent to every actress who appeared in this film, including Halle Berry, Jessica Biel, Katherine Heckel, Sarah Jessica Parker, Michelle Pfeiffer, Hilary Swank, Sofia Vergara, and others. And film number 5, 2019. With a budget of less than $100 million, this became the first R-rated film to gross over $1 billion at the box office. While the film was not made with any plans for a sequel, a second film is scheduled for release in October 2024 and, according to Variety, is expected to be a musical containing at least 15 covers of popular songs. All right, I read over each of those clues once. I'm going to go over that again. See if you've started to figure out who this common actor or actress might be. All right, film number 1, 1974. Though the film also serves as a prequel to a 1972 film, it is considered to be the first sequel to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards. This film was not the final installment of its series. All right, film number 2, 1990. The film was based on a 1985 nonfiction book by a journalist who had previously written for the Associated Press and New York Magazine. The title of the film comes from a term the film's characters would call each other, as the character Henry would state, quote, "You're gonna like this guy. He's all right. He's a blank. He's one of us." All right, number 3, 2000. Interestingly enough, this film was a remake of a low-budget indie film released in 1992. Themes explored within this comedic film include contrasts in social class and religion, as well as misconceptions and judgment experienced by the main character, whose career was stereotyped as atypical of their gender. Film number 4, 2011. Primarily set in New York City, this is one of three holiday-themed rom-coms directed by Gary Marshall, which feature big ensemble casts scattered throughout parallel, interconnected, Love Actually-style plot lines. The film received 5 Golden Raspberry Award nominations, including Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Screen Ensemble. However, lost in all 5 categories to Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. The film was successful, however, if you can call it that, when the Alliance of Women Film Journalists presented the award for Actress Most in Need of a New Agent to every actress who appeared in this film, including Halle Berry, Jessica Biel, Katherine Heckel, Sarah Jessica Parker, Michelle Pfeiffer, Hilary Swank, Sofia Vergara, and others. And film number 5, 2019. With a budget of less than $100 million, this became the first R-rated film to gross over $1 billion at the box office. While the film was not made with any plans for a sequel, a second film is scheduled for release in October 2024 and, according to Variety, is expected to be a musical containing at least 15 covers of popular songs. All right, I've gone over each of the clues twice. Pause now if you need more time, but let's go over those answers. All right, film number 1, 1974, the prequel that was also a sequel, that is The Godfather Part 2. Film number 2, 1990, that is Goodfellas. Film number 3, 2000, Meet the parents. Film number 4, 2011, New Year's Eve. And film number 5, 2019, Joker. The common actor, Robert De Niro, who is born and raised in New York City. Again, shout out Local One Elevator Constructors. All right, that was round number 1, movie links. Coming up, we got round number 2, short answer chain. Round number 2, short answer chain. This one also requested by Randy. For this one, I got 10 short answer items, and while these are standalone short answer items, each answer does partially share its name with the item immediately preceding, as well as the item immediately following, hence the chain. All right, here we go. Item number 1. According to a 2009 article by the History Channel, approximately 40% of American citizens can trace at least part of their ancestry to this. All right, item number 2. This British reality show debuted in 2015 and has since been adapted for audiences around the world. While the British version is hosted by Maya Jama, an American version is hosted by Sarah Hyland, and an Australian version is hosted by Sophie Monk. All right, item number 3. Released in 2024, this biopic centers around the life of an acclaimed musician and was co-produced by the musician's children and widow. Item number 4. Achieving a global fan base through celebrity owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, Wrexham AFC just secured their second consecutive promotion and next season will play in the third tier of the English Football League system for the first time since 2005. What is the name of this league? All right, item number 5. Of this intergovernmental organization's 42 founding members in 1920, only 23 remained when it was dissolved in 1946. Name the organization. All right, item number 6. This Grammy Award-winning rock song was released in 2003 by a duo who had been previously married to each other from 1996 to 2000. With only 5 chords, the song's memorable riff can likely be replicated by novice guitar players, though likely without the coolness factor. Item number 7. Despite launching only 2 weeks before the Wall Street crash of 1929, this soft drink survived the Great Depression and remains popular to this day. A memorable marketing campaign from the late 90s, early 2000s contained the slogan, "Make brand name yours." Item number 8. We brought up Katherine Heckel in the previous round regarding her appearance in New Year's Eve. Well, a few years prior in 2007, she starred in this film by Judd Apatow. Item number 9. Beginning with the line, "Mama, take this badge away from me," this 1973 song by Bob Dylan was written for the film Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. The song has since been covered by several prominent artists, most notably Guns N' Roses, but also Tom Petty, Avril Lavigne, and Eric Clapton, among others. And item number 10. Described by Urban Dictionary as sweet, wholesome, and easygoing, a 2014 article by UpRocks ranked Joey Potter, Pam Beasley, Donna Pinciotti, Topanga Matthews, and Winnie Cooper as the top 5 TV examples of this character archetype. All right, I went over each of those once. I'll go over those again, but then I'm going to reveal the answer, so maybe pause now if you want more time. But here we go, item number one. According to a 2009 article by the History Channel, approximately 40% of American citizens can trace at least part of their ancestry to this. Ellis Island. So Ellis Island, starting that off with another New York City connection. Ellis Island. All right, number two. This British reality show debuted in 2015 and has since been adapted for audiences around the world. While the British version is currently hosted by Maya Jama, the American version is hosted by Sarah Hyland, and the Australian version is hosted by Sophie Monk. What reality show am I talking about? Well, that is Love Island. Love Island connecting with Ellis Island. All right, number three. Released in 2024, this biopic centers around the life of an acclaimed musician, and it was co-produced by the musician's children as well as the musician's widow. What is that film? That would be Bob Marley, One Love. One Love connecting with Love Island. Number four, achieving a global fan base through celebrity owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, Wrexham AFC just secured their second consecutive promotion and next season will play in the third tier of the English Football League system for the first time since 2005. What is the name of this league? Yeah, it's the third tier, but they call it League One. They call it that just to confuse us Yanks. Though if you follow American soccer, we've kind of copied the English way of naming things. So our third tier of soccer, at least men's soccer in the United States, also called League One. Because we just like to make sense that way. League One connecting with One Love. Number five. Of this intergovernmental organization's 42 founding members in 1920, only 23 remained when it was dissolved in 1946. Name the organization I am talking about. Yeah, that would be the League of Nations, which connects with League One. Ironically, the United States never a member of the League of Nations, despite our President Woodrow Wilson being credited as the architect of that. All right, number six. This Grammy Award-winning rock song was released in 2003 by a duo who had been previously married to each other from 1996 to 2000. With only five chords, the song's memorable riff can likely be replicated by novice guitar players, though likely without the coolness factor. Yeah, I remember in high school rocking along to this. Definitely without the coolness factor. I am talking about the White Stripes, their banger, Seven Nation Army. Seven Nation Army connecting with League of Nations. Number seven. Despite launching only 2 weeks before the Wall Street crash of 1929, this soft drink survived the Great Depression and remains popular to this day. A memorable marketing campaign from the late 1990s, early 2000s, contained the slogan, "Make brand name yours." Yeah, interesting slogan. If it was like Coca-Cola, it'd be like, "Make Coca-Cola yours." Okay, decent slogan. Or "Make Pepsi yours." Again, decent slogan. But it was "Make 7-Up yours." So it's kind of a nice, sneaky way to say "up yours" on commercials. Good times. So 7-Up connecting with Seven Nation Army. All right, number eight. Catherine Heckel, we brought her up regarding her appearance in New Year's Eve in the previous round. Well, a few years prior in 2007, she starred in this film by Judd Apatow. Yeah, we are talking about Knocked Up. Knocked Up connecting with 7-Up. All right, number nine, beginning with the line, "Mama, take this badge away from me," this 1973 song by Bob Dylan was written for the film Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. The song has since been covered by several prominent artists, most notably Guns N' Roses, but also Tom Petty, Avril Lavigne, and Eric Clapton, among others. Yeah, Bob Dylan, of course, I gotta say, I'm contractually obligated to say he's a Minnesotan, so shout out Bob Dylan. That song, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Knocking on Heaven's Door, connecting with Knocked Up. And number 10, described by Urban Dictionary as sweet, wholesome, and easygoing, a 2014 article by UpRocks ranked Joey Potter, Pam Beasley, Donna Pinciotti, Topanga Matthews, and Winnie Cooper as the top five TV examples of this character archetype. Yeah, so Joey Potter from Dawson's Creek, Pam Beasley from The Office, Donna Pinciotti from That 70s Show, Topanga from Boy Meets World, Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years, those were all the girl next door type character. Girl next door being the answer, girl next door connecting with Knocking on Heaven's Door. All right, that was round number two. Short answer chain, we got one more for you coming up. We got round number three, common initials. Round number three, common initials. For common initials, I have 10 items, all featuring a pair of common initials. Now, in game number 98, I had common initials, but I was using kind of tricky initials, so I had to be really creative, kind of forcing that square peg into a round hole. Some of you liked it, some of you liked the weirdness, not all of you did. That's cool. This time, I'm returning to my roots, and for this one, I'm going to give another shout-out to Taylor from Instagram. Taylor, thanks for listening, and thanks for tagging me when your show was in the Spotify Wrapped. Sorry I didn't notice it until months later, but I appreciate the support from you and your fiancé. Thank you for being here. And actually, Taylor, your initials work really well for this. Everybody, today I'm going to use the initials TB. All right, let's do this. Item number one, founded in Irvine, California in 1962, today, this chain has over 7,000 locations worldwide. Item number two. This person succeeded John Major in 1997. Item three. This is a large natural harbor on Florida's Gulf Coast. Item 4. Born in 1967, this musician is associated with the following lyrics from her 1996 chart-topping single. Quote, "Undo this hurt you cause when you walked out the door and walked out of my life." Item 5. This person was number 199 on April 16th in the year 2000. Item number 6. This drummer replaced Scott Rayner within a popular trio and would appear on their breakthrough album, 1999's Enema of the State. Item number 7. In North America, the standard dimensions of this item are 38.5 by 74.5 inches. Item number 8. In 2021, at the age of 95 years and 60 days, this singer and World War II veteran collaborated with Lady Gaga on the album Love for Sale, thus setting the Guinness World Record for oldest person to release an album of new material. The album would reach the top 10 on the Billboard 200, which was over 59 years after the release of his first top 10 album, Left My Heart in San Francisco. Item number 9. This item is small, porous, and usually green or black. And number 10. While she would go on to significantly greater fame, this celebrity played the recurring role of Jackie Ames in season 4 of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. All right, just like the last one, pause now if you need more time. I'll go over those again, but then I'm going to reveal the answers. All right, number one, founded in Irvine, California in 1962. Today, this chain has over 7,000 locations worldwide. Not just the U.S., but I saw Great Britain on there. I saw Australia on there. Those are usually the two countries I always check. I never want to leave out the Aussies or the Brits because I know there's a lot of you listening, and I appreciate you. Surprisingly or not surprisingly, none of these locations are in Mexico. I am talking about Taco Bell. All right, number two. This person succeeded John Major in 1997. That is Tony Blair. Number three. This is a large natural harbor on Florida's Gulf Coast. Well, that would be Tampa Bay. Number four, born in 1967, this musician is associated with the following lyrics from her 1996 chart-topping single. Undo this hurt you cause when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Yeah, I remember my parents listening to that a lot back in the day. Tony Braxton. All right, number five, this person was 199 on April 16th, 2000. Geez, I was still in the sixth grade. We're talking about Tom Brady. All right, number six. This drummer replaced Scott Rayner with a popular trio and would appear on their breakthrough album, 1999's Enema of the State. All right, I'm talking about Travis Barker. Travis Barker of Blink-182. Anyway, number seven. In North America, the standard dimensions of this album are 38.5 by 74.5 inches. Yeah, I'm talking about the twin bed. Number eight, in 2021, at the age of 95 years and 60 days, wow, this singer and World War II veteran collaborated with Lady Gaga on the album Love for Sale, thus setting the Guinness World Record for oldest person to release an album of new material. The album would reach the top 10 on the Billboard 200, which was over 59 years after the release of his first top 10 album, Left My Heart in San Francisco. Yeah, he was a lifelong New Yorker who just died under a year ago. We're talking about Tony Bennett. Number nine, this is a small, porous, and usually green or black item. I am talking about a tea bag. And number 10, while she would go on to significantly greater fame, this celebrity played the recurring role of Jackie Ames in season 4 of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, that is Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks. So there we have it. That was round number 3, common initials. Which round was your favorite? Spotify listeners, please tell me in the poll. Would love to hear. Those are typically the rounds that I keep pushing back out. Anyway, thank you. That's all I have for game number 99. I do have a game coming out in just a couple of days, live on YouTube. You can play it live on YouTube, or you can just listen to it as a podcast, but it's kind of fun to play live. It's a good way to be social from your couch on a Friday night. It's good times. So yeah, if you're interested, reach out or find me on Facebook. Join the event on Facebook. Otherwise, you know, just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. That really helps people find my podcast, and maybe it's their thing, and maybe they want to be part of this online group of trivia players that I so much enjoy. I'd love to have more people, so your way to contribute to me recruiting more people would be to just, you know, subscribe, rate, review. It goes a long way. And you can give me a follow on social media at Pub Trivia Group, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All those linked in the show notes. Anyway, that's all I have. Again, thank you so much. We will see you next time. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.